Walmart long has been a leader in selling general merchandise. Now the discount chain is number one in grocery sales. Food sales helped propel Walmart to the top of the Fortune 500 list for the first time this year. Economists say the company's relentless cost-cutting is not only helping to keep inflation in check, it's also boosting the nation's overall productivity. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The recent grand opening of an expanded Walmart store in Altoona, Pennsylvania, featured cheering employees, charity giveaways, and the national anthem, sung by the pharmacist's 5-year-old son. It was typical of the homespun hoopla that's distinguished Walmart as the company's grown from a single store in Rogers, Arkansas, to a $220 billion corporation. The circus-like atmosphere in Altoona would have appealed to the company's founder, the late Sam Walton, who used to lead these cheers himself. Walton wrote in his autobiography, "There's no question that I have the personality of a promoter. But underneath that personality, I've always had the soul of an operator, somebody who wants to make things work well, then better, then the best they possibly can." University of North Carolina economist James Smith says it's Walmart's operational success that sets the company apart.
Unbelievable dedication to doing all the small things right and never losing sight of their roots. It's amazing. You would not think that a company could get to $200 billion in sales and still basically be run the way it was when Sam Walton could visit every store in his old truck in a single day, or certainly in two.
Smith says by constantly cutting costs and forcing its suppliers to do the same, Walmart has almost single-handedly kept the brakes on inflation.
For lack of any better term, we economists call it the Walmartization of America. It's pressure to figure out how can you keep prices down, and the way you can do that, of course, is that you keep productivity up.
And Walmart is more productive, generating more sales per worker, than any other retailer by far. Mike Nevins, who studies productivity for the McKinsey & Company consulting firm, says everything at Walmart is designed to cut cost, from the location of its distribution centers to the way pallets are arranged on loading docks.
There's a saying in the industry that retail is detail, and that soul of an operator is critical because the margin on any one item is so small. If you have to handle it twice, you've probably lost the profitability. If you price it wrong, if you promote it wrong, it's part of the art of retailing.
Walmart was among the pioneers in using computerized checkout scanners to monitor what's selling, and the chain's been a leader in sharing that sales data with suppliers. As a result, Nevin says, Walmart rarely runs out of popular items or gets stuck with unsold inventory.
The more sophisticated things that happen to keep the cost down, keep the inventory down, is to analyze the data they get on what people buy, when they buy it, and be able to forecast more accurately how much detergent you want to have in the store on a Wednesday in the middle of the week versus a Friday on a holiday weekend.
Walmart uses similar sales forecasts to schedule just the right number of workers throughout the week, so customers don't face long checkout lines and the store doesn't pay for idle employees. Walmart's competitors have copied some of its techniques, so the whole retail sector is becoming more productive. Nevin says when it comes to boosting overall productivity, the nation owes as much to Walmart's hometown of Bentonville, Arkansas, as it does to Silicon Valley.
It's the largest workforce in the economy, and so it's been a much more important story for the U.S. economy than I think most people have given it credit for.
And Walmart now dominates food sales as well. From a standing start in 1987, the company has become the nation's number one grocery retailer, with some $80 billion in food sales last year. The new Altoona store offers taco shells, along with televisions, and sausages, as well as socks.
Our sausage is approximately 80% leaner, better at all times. So on special today at Walmart at $2.86 a pound on the small packs and $2.66 a pound on the family packs.
The move into groceries has brought non-union Walmart into head-to-head competition with some of the biggest unionized supermarket chains, and Walmart is winning. That alarms Mickey Kasparian, a former meat cutter who now heads a United Food and Commercial Workers Union in Southern California. He just fought a losing battle to keep Walmart from adding groceries to its discount store in Calexico, California. The Calexico City Council also tried to stop it, but Kasparian says Walmart forced the issue to a public vote.
Basically, a lot of their flyers were, do you want lower grocery prices? Well, who wouldn't? Who doesn't want to go to the store and have lower grocery prices?
But Kasparian complains some of those lower prices come at the expense of Walmart employees. He says Walmart workers earn less than their unionized counterparts and adds many cannot afford the Walmart company health plan.
They offer benefits, but the prices are astronomical. Well, you can't afford them. You got to make a decision. Can I pay my rent or can I get benefits? So what really happens to somebody in those stores that break their legs, that have babies? Who pays for that? Taxpayers. You have the number one retailer in the country, in the world, and they can't provide a decent medical plan for their employees.
Walmart says its pay and benefits are competitive. The company not only topped the Fortune 500 this year, but also ranked as one of the magazine's 100 best companies to work for. Walmart's pay scales don't seem to make much difference to the legion of shoppers pouring more than $600 million a day into the chain's cash registers. As one shopper in the Altoona store put it, if the prices are good, I'll definitely be back. Scott Horsley, NPR News.